this is not your this is not your father's Jordan Poole conversation. I don't want to get into all of that drama, the back and forth, the punch, all of that stuff. I would much rather kind of look at this through the lens that you brought up. And I think that you do hear a lot more in recent days from the Warriors bringing up, Warriors fans, I should say, bringing up his name because of the idea of, well, they're having a hard time scoring down the stretch. Steph needs a number two. Ha, 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 you should have kept Jordan Poole. So how do you answer your own question? Do you wish Jordan Poole was on this team?
No, I don't. But at times, I'll be honest, when I watch the Stephless Warriors and, you know, Buddy Hield is shot hunting and shot missing and Dennis Schroeder is confused, and then you look at the rest of the guys on the court and it's GP2, can't score, Kevon Looney, not a threat, Slow Mo, not really a scorer either. There are times when I do think about Jordan Poole at his best, and even at his normal, where Jordan Poole can get you a bucket. He can create his own. He can shoot the three ball. He can look to score. Now, I guess I'm kind of a little bit jaded or a little bit colored by what I remember from Jordan Poole. I don't remember only the good times. I do remember a lot of, you know, dribble, 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 fall down, and dribble, 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 chuck it up, and dribble, dribble, throw it to no one. So I don't think that he would be the answer, but I do at times look at an offense that really struggles and think, yeah, Jordan Poole's a guy who can at least get a bucket.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And I do think it's very difficult. It's difficult in our day and age with the way that a lot of us debate and talk about sports and share thoughts. It's very difficult to sort of straddle a fence and present two things at the same time. I acknowledge all the things, and I did this on the crossover. I acknowledge all the things that you just said. The first thing I want to point to is Jordan Poole was a late first-round draft pick who worked his way through the G League, and by all accounts, he did it by being the first one to show up and the last one to leave. And period. End of story. How do you not love that in any human being? So I very, very much appreciate that part of his story. Secondarily, in professional sports, when a player is drafted by a team and has a key role on any level in winning a championship, that is also something that carries a lot of weight for people. And both of those things are very true for Jordan Poole. But for me, after that, it gets really complicated. It really does. And what I hear from a lot of people is when you point to two seasons ago, when all of those things you're talking about started to really take over, poor decision-making, forcing things, flying around under the hoop, throwing stuff up, looking at refs, horrific defense. A lot of people go, but it was after the punch. Period, end of story. Free pass for anything that happened after the punch. And I just can't do that. I have compassion. I think I have compassion with the best of them. I probably have too much in my life. That was awful. That was awful. However, on Earth, you're going to go through some things. I've seen some people go through worse things than an organization giving you $120-something million.
140.
And a punch in the face.
Yep.
I get it. It's in a public realm. That sucks. It's humiliating. It's debilitating in terms of team chemistry and all of that stuff. But what are we really saying about Jordan Poole if the final analysis is, well, he got punched. So that's the end of that. You can't, you're not accountable for anything anymore? And that's all it is. It's never been personal. To me, it comes down to two things. And it's A, he's just not my kind of basketball player. The Warriors have been built for years on not just Steph's talent, Klay's shooting ability, the dog and Draymond. They're super smart, man. I know they turn the ball over a lot, but they have a process, a defensive rotation, an offensive ball movement. The Steve Kerr system, it's smart. It's smart, and it calls for players to understand it and make really good decisions. And Jordan stopped doing that. And whether it was because he got punched, because he got paid, because he wanted to be a one, because he wanted to start. I have no idea. But he stopped doing that. And then there's the financial aspect of it. And I really do firmly believe if Jordan Poole was still on this team, the Jonathan Kuminga conversation would be a non-starter.
It would be tougher, yeah. And I do think that when you look at, you know, what Jordan Poole is making, and this year he's making 29.6, and then it goes to 31.8 and 34 flat. As you look at those numbers and what Steph is making and Draymond and Wiggins, and you start to add it up, well, you're starting to run out of room for another player, let alone Jonathan Kuminga, who might be eventually getting 35 or 40. We don't know what that would be. But, yeah, it becomes tougher to then, you know, give Kuminga an extension, let alone this year. Like, if you want to add up what Jordan Poole makes versus Slo-Mo and Buddy Hield and Dennis Schroeder, that those three make about the same amount as Jordan Poole. So where would your depth be? It probably wouldn't be there. And it's interesting what you say about the punch year. And I'm looking at just the numbers right now. And the year after he got punched, his last year here, he shot from the floor. It was 43% from the floor, better than last year in Washington. And he shot 33% from three, better than last year in Washington. And he averaged 20 a night, better than last year in Washington. So even though the year he had, which was a little sideways. By the way, he did play in all 82. We definitely
he's very
need to
durable.
Tip
yes.
a cap for playing in 82. He wasn't, you know, he's one of only a small handful of guys who played in every game, but his numbers in his last year, which was sideways, last year in Washington was worse. He shot it as often. He shot it worse. He scored less, and he turned it over almost as often. So, yeah, Jordan Poole's year post-punch was not good. But his first year in Washington was categorically worse.
Yeah, yeah. And this year's been better.
Much better,
this year's been better. But I, again, and this is what, you know, Steiny and Goo were kind of criticizing me for, which is, you know, it's hard to say he's not a winning player when he's on Washington. Little chicken of the egg conversation there. Is Jordan the reason Washington's bad? Is Washington being bad the reason that Jordan is inefficient? I mean, look, there's probably some of both of those things. But for me, the bottom line is that it is that, like, Jordan started to embark on a basketball process that for me felt like it was more harm than good. It doesn't win games. It is too self-centric. It is too wild. It is too thoughtless. It is all of those things. And that's exactly what Washington is. And, you know, like, you'd hope that a player like Jordan Poole would come out of the Warrior system and immediately be like, guys, that's working really well for a decade. Let me share some things with you about how to go about it and actually win in the NBA. I don't see that. I don't see that. I see someone who's after numbers.
To an extent, and I also think that a lot of it is the way he plays and how he is comfortable playing. And I was looking at the numbers the other day about usage, which is the percentages of plays that you either score or you're involved with as the primary passer and the rest of that. And he has a higher usage rate than Steph Curry. He needs to be a part of the play. He needs to have the ball in his hands. And this team doesn't really operate that way. It's a pass and cut and move kind of an offense. And I do think that Jordan Poole thrives in a system that is much more him with the ball, getting a screen, and making a choice. And usually that choice is him shooting. He's shooting it 16 times a game this year. And if he was on the Warriors, you wouldn't want him to shoot it that often.